nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and a very good evening to you listening to Nationwide. We are coming to you live from Juba this evening, and today we are going to be discussing more about the COVID-19 vaccine. This week, South Sudan government received the second batch of about 60,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. The vaccines were donated by France through the COVAX facility, an initiative aimed at equitable access to COVID-19 vaccine worldwide. And the Minister of Health and partners have embarked on the distribution of the newly procured COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine across the country. And one of the major challenges which the Ministry of Health together with their partners are facing is the hesitance among the population. That remains one of the biggest challenges affecting the fight against COVID-19 pandemic in the country. So, how much will it take to convince the many people to turn up to get the vaccine or the jab as prescribed by WHO and other partners? Joining me in the studio this evening to talk more about this, I am joined by Brendan Dinen, who is a World Health Organization COVAX coordinator, in the evening here. Good evening and welcome, Dinen, to our studio.
Good evening, and thank you very much for this opportunity on behalf of WHO and certainly for the Republic of South Sudan, Radio Miraya. Excellent, the opportunity to be able to join in on this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you too, and welcome. And we have also Kenneth Ongwai, who is the UNICEF Chief of Health. Kenneth, you are most welcome to this program this evening. Dr. Kenneth.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be part of this evening's show.
Okay, and our lines will be open to you more later on if you want to know more about this COVID-19 vaccine. About 60,000 doses have already arrived in the country, and the distribution have already started. Close to over 24,000 doses have already been given out to various vaccination centers across the country, beginning from Juba here to Jonglei, Lake State, and other parts of the country. And if you want to know more about this vaccine, please do call us on 0912062950 or 0912062970. Those are all our lines. Or you can send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912177141 and ask your question. My name is Sunny Martin. Let's begin right away with our guest right here in our studio. With the arrival of close to 60,000 AstraZeneca vaccine, first tell us, the distribution have already started. How long do you think the distribution will take to go all around the country? Let's begin with Dinan.
Yes.
As the WHO.
Thank you again, Sunny Martin. Yes, as you pointed out, yesterday, today, and through the 7th of September, the distribution through flights outside of Juba, in addition to locations clearly here in Juba itself, are taking place. So by the 7th, those 59,520 doses will have been distributed to the state centers, and from there on to health facilities in the 10 states, 3 administrative areas.
So your target is by next week on Tuesday, the distribution of these close to 60,000 doses will have been given to all the centers across the country.
That's correct. Yes, to those that are participating. That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. So, right away, let's talk about the storage of this vaccine. Dr. Kennedy, do we have all the facilities in those centers?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sunny, for that question. Yes, we have the facility. Please remember, we are getting AstraZeneca, which is stored between 2 degrees and 8 degrees centigrade. That is the same temperature range in which we store the normal vaccines for the routine immunization system in South Sudan. So the vaccine and the capacity to store the vaccine, we have it and we have always had it. And we even store even larger amount of quantities of vaccines for children, more than just the 60,000.
So what are the areas you intend to distribute? Does it cover all the states, or this time you have to target some states?
Now, the vaccine is going to all the states.
Mm-hmm. All the 10 states
and the 3 administrative areas. It's going to about 35 counties. And in that 35 counties, it's going to 64 vaccination sites, which are spread actually across about that between 35 and 40 counties.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So 35 out of 79, so you are leaving out a large number of counties.
Now, the strategy for this second dose is that it's following where the first dose went.
Mm-hmm.
And the first dose vaccine, which was about also 60,000 doses, where about 57,000 were provided. Out of these 57,000, 52,000 went and were consumed as first dose, while about 4,700 were for those who took both first and second dose.
Mm.
So the strategy is to ensure that the 52,000, who only have one dose from the phase one, get the second dose this time round. So this vaccine is following the same route, mm-hmm. the same vaccination sites, which were used in phase one, to ensure that those citizens of South Sudan, the beneficiaries, 52,000 of them, who have only one single dose of AstraZeneca, receive the second dose so that they are fully immunized against COVID.
So, just to make it very clear, these close to 60,000 doses that have just arrived this week is only going for those who got the first jab, right?
Not only for those who got the first jab.
Mm.
To 52,000 who got the first jab,
mm-hmm.
who are due for the second jab, and of course there is the excess, which will go to those who have not received, who are still eligible to receive
the first dose.
So they will be able to receive the first dose, so that we don't have any wastage. Remember, out of the 52,000 who received the first dose, we don't have a guarantee that all of them will come and receive the second dose.
Mm-hmm.
So where, for one reason or another, somebody has traveled even out of South Sudan and they are not able to receive all they have already received traveling out to a neighboring country, then that gap or that extra or surplus will be used for beneficiaries, so that we benefit as many recipients, beneficiaries as possible.
Okay. Yes, let's go to Brendan. How long do you expect this new doses that has arrived in the country, the second batch, how long do you expect it to last in the country? Any duration? The expiry date?
The expiry date is, in fact, the 30th of this month, 30th of September, the end of this month.
So all the close to 62,000 doses must be given out within Saturdays.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if we look at what we had seen previously in the phase one in the month of June and July, we vaccinated more than 42,000 people in a very short period of time. And we can see that likewise, that's for first dose. Having seen both Kennedy and I and our teams from UNICEF and WHO mm-hmm. have been in the facilities here in Juba in the last two days, there's very high demand, which is superb. It's excellent. So we're seeing a high uptake of that second dose, and we are very optimistic as to the desire to be vaccinated in where these locations are that the vaccine has been deployed.
Yes, if I may still remain with you, what is being done to avoid the scenario that happened here in Juba, where some vaccines were given to Kenya because there were no people to take the jab? So what is being done to encourage people this time in order to avoid the same scenario that happened sometimes back?
Yeah, thank you very much, Sani. Yes, in fact, the conditions of rollout of the vaccination program when that took place are very different from where we are today, most certainly, in that, we had received 132,000 doses. We had only been active in 3 facilities, only in Juba. And so we have a very different scenario, as Dr. Kennedy has pointed out. At the moment, 10 states, 3 administrative areas, 64 different facilities, health centers and hospitals. And so the uptake and the access to vaccines is a very different scenario now than when it was that at that time the decision was made to send these vaccines back through COVAX mm-hmm. and they were used in Kenya. I think very much so. We're in a different scenario here and a very positive one.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Yes, Dr. Kennedy, I remember when schools were closed as a result of the pandemic in the country, UNICEF pushed very hard to ensure that schools are reopened after a very long time. borrowing from our neighboring country, Uganda, Uganda is now pushing that all teachers must be vaccinated before schools reopen. And UNICEF is also encouraging teachers to turn out for this COVID-19 vaccine. So what is being done to encourage teachers who are in the forefront of teaching and interacting with students or pupils on a daily basis? What is being done to encourage them to turn out for the vaccine? And are they being considered as the priority this time around?
Thank you, Sunny. Teachers, just like health workers, just like members of the security forces and law and order, are frontline health workers. They are frontline workers. They interact with public, they interact with large numbers of children, and they are exposed to risk. So they are priority. So what is being done is that what we saw during phase one is what is normally expected when you are introducing a new vaccine. There is normally instance, there is normally some uncertainty. But remember, right now, as we speak, in South Sudan, 57,000 beneficiaries received the first dose. First dose, and some out of those 57,000, about 4,700 received both first dose and second dose. Here in Southern Sudan, the fear then was you receive the vaccine, you get side effects. You die or whatever rumors we hear, not only in South Sudan, everywhere.
Those myths about COVID-19.
Have those rumors and myths been realized? No. I have two doses, which I took.
So do I also. I have two doses.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So I did not die, just like it was being said.
Yeah.
But now the population in South Sudan, based on the first phase, have seen. And they have seen relatives, neighbors who took the first dose, who are going for the second dose, and they are fine. So what we expect is what we saw yesterday. Lines in the police.
Queues.
Mm-hmm. Long queues in the police hospital, in the teaching hospital, in the military hospital. We saw that yesterday. It continues today.
Mm-hmm.
Queues of those who received the first dose, who want their second dose, because it's very clear to many people now that a vaccination is the first line of defense. Of course, there are other public health measures, social distancing, wearing a mask, like I'm wearing a mask. I'm only here with Brendan, but we are both wearing a mask because, and we are socially distancing, physically distancing, because you are staying even on a screen away from us. So that is, those are the measures, public health measures, in addition to vaccination, which have to be taken. Similarly, for teachers, the priority is to get them vaccinated because they interact with large numbers of children. So that way, they get protected because children can also spread COVID. They also protect the children, and then they protect the community because those children after school, they go back to their houses, they go back to their homes, to their families. So that is a crucial action which has to be taken. Just to indicate that we are talking of 69,000 doses which are running. Probably there is a pipeline to bring more and cover more of those populations as we move ahead.
Okay. We shall be finding out more when will those second one arrive. Let's go to Brendan. First of all, there are some people, like you mentioned, who got their first jab and to some reasons they are out of the country where they are not even allowed to also get their second jab. And this is more than 12 weeks right now since they got the first jab. And they might miss. So if they miss, are they still eligible for the second dose after the end of this second batch in the country?
Indeed, yes. Receiving the second dose is indicated for anyone, irrespective of the time, preferably 8 to 12 weeks. But we know that from studies that have been done in various parts, even if it's 12, 14, 16, up as far, the studies have been conducted up through 42 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have seen is that people continue to make antibodies during the course of that period. And the booster, in other words, this second dose, actually yields a very good immune response.
Yes. One of the major concerns right now for people who have got the second jab in South Sudan is that they have this manual certificate where things are written on their pen. And or once you travel outside, still being doubted. So is there any study or any plan by WHO to come up with a unified certificate to authenticate that I am already fully vaccinated? When I travel outside, I just show my certificate, like this yellow card fever and all this. But now it varies. Here in South Sudan, it's written with a pen and they put a stamp on it.
In fact, even my yellow fever certificate is written in pen. Mm. The actual booklet, the yellow fever booklet, my name and all my details, yeah. My Irish passport, all the rest are likewise written in pen, as are the vaccines themselves, expiry mm-hmm. date and all. We, in fact, very, very fine question, Sonny, because we have reprinted the vaccine cards. We have done so with a what is referred to as a QR code symbol in it. Everything, all the details inside are mm-hmm. the very same.
Yeah.
The back has your flag of South Sudan. And so the only difference is this actual scannable QR code that is available on the new vaccines, or the new vaccination cards.
Okay.
Yes.
And right now, there are still, anyway, I don't want, maybe these are rumors, there are talks of bringing in Johnson & Johnson to the country. Maybe any of you can take this question. Do you expect this type of vaccine to come to Juba, to South Sudan, the Johnson & Johnson?
Indeed it will. And in fact, the communication, the offer to the ministry, to the Ministry of Health, to the Honourable Minister Elizabeth Achu, has been processed. And so we have been informed that Johnson & Johnson, a certain amount of doses will be made available to South Sudan. We're not sure of the date, but it should be quite soon, in fact. Yes.
And 57,000 people who got the first jab and maybe second jab altogether. That is a very small number compared to other countries, even less mm-hmm. than 1%. Yes. Why is that so? Given our population is more than 8 million or whatever we have. So really, does it worry you that the number of people who have so far got the COVID-19 jab is just 57,000?
Thank you, Sonny. Sub-Saharan Africa is, the last I saw on the dashboard, so-called, is at about 2.5, less than 3, roughly, let's say 3% at this mm-hmm. stage. 3% of the population has been fully vaccinated. The access to vaccines has been an issue globally, as we know. Dr. Kennedy has spoken about issues of equity, as you have as well. And therefore, now we're seeing, like with the Johnson & Johnson, so-called, it's referred to as a Janssen vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. That vaccine is now being made available up through 400 million doses on a global scale. Go back 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when it was that these vaccination programs globally were being rolled out, in fact, most of the vaccines were not coming to these parts of the world. Now they are. And our task, therefore, as agencies involved, Radio Miraya has a role to play in demand generation and in explaining the importance of being fully vaccinated. Once again, as Dr. Kennedy has pointed out, receiving your two doses, if it is AstraZeneca, receiving one dose of Johnson & Johnson, likewise, makes you fully vaccinated according to those particular vaccines. We need to vaccinate. We estimate a good 5 million adults over the age of 18 years of age and older.
Above, yeah.
It can be as high as 6 million. So, in fact, we have a great deal of work to do. But it is not much different than if we take all of sub-Saharan Africa. Yet, many countries have done extremely well. They've rolled out, they've made vaccines accessible. Mm-hmm. Very soon, we will have extended out with access to Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We will have moved beyond the 35 counties into the 80 counties.
They only give one jab, right?
Johnson & Johnson. Okay. Indeed, yes.
Yes, Dr. Kennedy, now what is UNICEF together with the Ministry of Health and other partners like WHO doing to encourage people to come for the vaccine? Because you will agree with me, like you mentioned earlier, I know some of my friends who are not willing to go and take the vaccine. Even some of them are saying, we shall go for Johnson & Johnson until it comes. So there are still people who are doubting the significance of this COVID-19 vaccine. What is being done to encourage them to go forward and take the jab?
Yeah, thank you, Sunny. I think when we were waiting here for you to start this program, you were praying certain messages. And those messages were very clear. They were basically mm-hmm. encouraging South Sudanese to go out if they suspect they have COVID, get tested. And if, of course, they now that the vaccine is in, to get vaccinated. The messages were also very clear on social distancing as well as physical distancing. And the messages were also clear on taking other public health measures, hand sanitation, and the rest. So those messages which are going out to the public are all over and are being supported by UNICEF, WHO, Ministry of Health, and other partners. Radio Miraya, of course, is the transmitter at the platform that's ensuring that those messages are going out and the appropriate messages are being shared out. So this is a big partnership between the development agencies, the UN agencies, UNICEF, WHO, ministry, as well as the media to ensure that the messages, and that is already being taking place. So UNICEF and the partners work with the ministry to ensure that proper messages are developed and proper messages are aired out through different platforms. That is at the mass media level. Now, when you go out in communities, we have different community networks that are already active now, that are transmitting and that they are mobilizing communities to adopt appropriate public health measures against COVID-19, including vaccination. As we said, we are here in the studio to talk about the vaccine, to talk about the safety of the vaccine based on WHO global standards, which are global for every country. It doesn't matter whether it's a developed country or South Sudan or another country. The standard is the same.
Okay. Side effect of the vaccine. I will give you an example with myself. The first time I got my first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, AstraZeneca, here in Juba, that was, I think, on the 19th of May this year. So I had some side effect, at least for 2 days. That place where they injected me, it pained. But when I got the second dose, there was no side effect. What are the side effects of this? And if I get my first dose and I had no side effect, if I go for the second dose, will I feel some kind of side effects? Yes, maybe, Brennan?
Yes, Sunny. As you pointed out, that one of the most common side effects, clearly, is a bit of pain at the injection site.
Yeah.
That is understood. It's a needle, and that passes a day, the next day, and over with. There are a few others. Some people have mild headache. They might have a little bit of joint pain. Mm. But the fact that someone has some of these side effects is an indication that your body is responding and starting to produce antibodies. What we need from a vaccine is protection against the virus. The second one, the second time that you've had this, is boosts your capacity to build those antibodies. And so it's a good sign, as you said. The first time, a little bit of a few issues, a few side effects. The second time, your body's already used to that, and you've been given a booster, or the second dose in this case, as it is, the second dose of AstraZeneca, and you are fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And before our lines are open to our listeners to call us and ask their questions, how optimistic are you that the close to 60,000 doses of this AstraZeneca that has been brought to the country right now and is being distributed to all the 10 states, how optimistic are you that all people will come and get the jab before the end of the expiry date?
We're very optimistic, and we very much encourage the population, the individuals to come forward, those who've already been vaccinated and those who have not been vaccinated yet, to come forward for their first dose. This is, here we talk about the pandemic and all the consequences of it. This is our way forward towards being able to return to some sense of normal over the course of time. But as you've pointed out, Sunny, it requires those 6 million adults certainly to be vaccinated. We have vaccine. It's been made available in South Sudan. This is our opportunity to provide that, to make it available, and to encourage people to come forward and seek the vaccine, seek to be vaccinated and to be protected.
Okay. Yes, you can call us right now on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion. We are discussing more about the close to 60,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses that has already arrived in the country, and close or over 24,000 doses have already been distributed, beginning from Juba here to Jongle, to Lake State, to Ye River County of Central Equatorial State, and all the 10 states plus the three administrative areas or in the country. So you can call us right now and ask your question, and my guest here in the studio will be in position to answer all your questions. My name is Sunny Martin, and you are listening to Nationwide coming to from Juba this evening.
Broadcasting from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Radio Miraya. 101 and 101.5 FM. Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
A very good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin, and we are coming to you from Juba this evening on Radio Miraya. And we are discussing about the government of South Sudan have received this week the second batch of about 60,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. The vaccines were donated by France through the COVAX facility, an initiative aimed at equitable access to COVID-19 vaccine worldwide. And since the arrival of these close to 60,000 doses, the Ministry of Health and partners, that is UNICEF, WHO, and others, have embarked on the distribution of this newly procured COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine across the country, plus those three administrative areas. And today we are looking at, according to my guest here also in the studio, this vaccine that has already arrived in the country will expire at the end of this month, which is at the end of September. So if you have not got the COVID-19 vaccine, you are encouraged to go and get yourself right now. Or if you got the first dose, if you're among the people, there's 57,000 people who have so far received the COVID-19 vaccine, please do so go to those centers and get your jab. You can call us right now and ask your question to my guest here, Brennan Dinham, who is WHO COVAX coordinator, and also Dr. Kennedy Ogwai, who is a UNICEF chief of health. Those are all my guests here in the evening in our studio. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, brother. How are you?
Fine. Your name?
This is Wilson Mayer calling from Juba here.
Okay, Wilson Mayer, go ahead with your question.
My question is actually concerning the vaccination of the teachers of South Sudan against COVID-19. Since the reopening of the school, the UNICEF and World Health Organization, they have been actually talking about this, but on the ground, it has not been actually realized on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you actually these days going to do? Because you cannot teach. Because the teachers, we the teachers in the school, brother, we are like parents. We call these children, come to us and all these things. And if, for example, I'm affected by COVID-19, I will spread these diseases to the children. Up to now, as I speak to you, I'm a teacher and I'm not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
This is number one question. Number two, is last time, brother, the UNICEF has taken the project, the one for paying teachers, because the European Union has actually collapsed. So the UNICEF took it upon itself that they will pay the teachers and the school will be open and the teachers will be motivated. Up to now, the question is, where are we in concerning this payment of the teachers in
country?
Thank you.
Wilson Mayer, about prioritizing teachers with this vaccine, as they are also one of the people who are at the forefront because they interact with the hundreds, if not thousands, of pupils on daily basis. You can still call us and ask your question, and my guest will be in position to answer. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name?
Yes, I'm from Room Teacher.
Simon from Unity.
From Rumtit.
Okay, from okay, go ahead.
Rumtit. Yes, from Rumtit in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
Yes, my question is going to KSU in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Same time during the opening of the school, UNICEF says that a second batch of the COVID-19 vaccine will be starting to people, including students of university. But now, it is on the way or not?
Okay. Vaccine of lecturers and students from the university and those who in secondary school from 18 and above, we shall be getting the answer from Dr. Kennedy right here in our studio. Hello, Redi Mirai. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your name?
Yes, Sandy Manchin. Yeah, this is Bol Gabriel from Makobo.
Okay, Bol, go ahead from Makobo.
Yeah, I just want to ask just one question to our guest there. Yeah. So as you have mentioned before that this vaccination will expire in this month, and there is people who have not yet their first dose in from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know now, here in Akoba, we have never heard about that vaccination about this COVID-19.
Yes.
And we don't know exactly, so when are they going to reach the ground to give this vaccination to the people? So are they going to do it really, or and to reach those people who are in the ground?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ball from Akoba County of Jonglei State. Yes, Brennan, that goes to you, and Dr. Kennedy will answer this too from Wilson Mayor in Juba here, and Simon from Northern Baragaza State. Yes, Ball from Akoba says in Akoba County of Jonglei State, they have not seen the vaccine on the ground, and we are told it's going to expire at the end of this month. Will the people of Akoba have the chance to get the vaccine? Because Akoba is very far from Juba.
Thank you very much, Sunny. Thank you very much indeed, Bol, for your question. As we spoke of earlier, 35 counties, what we've reached thus far with access to the vaccine. I would think, and very much so, that extension, the expansion of the national program to the other 45 counties will include, no doubt, Akobo and the areas certainly within Jonglei, many of the states that have counties into which we have not yet reached will be included in the expansion, the next rollout. We are expecting, again, back to the documentation of offer of more vaccine, 151,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson. This should arrive actually very soon. So, Bol, we reached so far the last time with a limited quantity of 60,000. We're giving the second doses principally. Anyone can access the vaccine in those locations that have received the vaccines. But the next round will go beyond where we are thus far. So we will be sending vaccines to other locations, including Akobo. Thank you.
Another question before we give the chance to Dr. Kennedy is coming in from Jackson in Juba here, Muniki, and he says, if I am fully vaccinated, the two doses, should I still continue to put on face mask, wash my hand, keep social distance, and all these rules set up by WHO together with the Ministry of Health? It goes to you again.
Indeed. Yes, Jackson. Thank you. It's a very, very good question. Yes, the protection to yourself of for being vaccinated against the coronavirus comes about through being doubly vaccinated. And thank you very much for having done so. That's a great accomplishment on your part. But the need to wash your hands and to wear the mask continues because there's circulation of the virus in the community still, such that it would be very much in your favor and your loved ones and your neighbors and your family and everyone else whom you might work with to be protected. You can protect them by wearing your mask and washing your hands and the rest. So thank you.
Yes, let's go to Dr. Kennedy. Wilson Mayor from Juba here won't find out more, like you explained earlier on, the issue of prioritizing teachers with this COVID-19 vaccine.
Thank you. I think that question from Wilson,
yeah,
as well as the question from Simon,
yeah,
they touch on one aspect of the vaccination strategy that we are using, and that is prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
I think many of us are aware that in the prioritization, generally, the health workers, people who are elderly in terms of age, and those who have other disease, underlying diseases, comorbidities,
yeah,
form the first line in terms of prioritization when you have limited resources of the vaccine. Now, when you get more additional vaccines, like now they are starting to start flowing into South Sudan, the teachers and the lecturers who are actually teachers, it's only that they are teaching in the university, come in as a second line in terms of priority. So in answer to those, the teachers are priority because of the risk and the exposure and the way they interact with large numbers of children as part of their day-to-day work. So they are priority, and as soon as we receive more doses into the country, like the J&J vaccine, which is supposed to come, it will be 151 doses coming in, 1,000 doses coming in. That's substantial. We expect that a big portion of those will start benefiting teachers and other frontline workers who are serving public places where there are large numbers of interactions. So that's the first question. The second one was specific on teacher salaries. Yeah. I'll not go into the details, but I'm aware that my organization, UNICEF, and together with the Ministry of Education, they are working on the support to the payment of teacher salaries.
Okay. Yes, another question here is coming in from Deng in Tomping here in Juba. What is the efficacy of this AstraZeneca? And if I'm given all the jab and I happen to get the COVID-19 virus, can I be, how dangerous will I be exposed to the virus? Imagine I am given the two doses and I get the vaccine, and then I happen to get in touch with somebody who is carrying the virus. Will it affect me badly? And also want to know about the efficacy of this AstraZeneca. Yes, Brennan.
Yes, thank you, Sunny. And thank you, Ding. A very, very good question. The characteristics of the vaccine, safety and how efficacious, how well do they work? Mm. In fact, the AstraZeneca vaccine and all of the vaccines that will be brought like that, Johnson & Johnson, these are approved vaccines. And the level of protection that you will have as a result of being double vaccinated, even if you come in contact with the coronavirus, is you will be very well protected. We have seen on a global scale, hundreds of millions of people have received this particular vaccine. Mm. It protects you against moderate, severe disease. It protects against, unfortunately, those who very much have, unfortunately, the deaths associated with coronavirus are mainly 99% amongst, at this stage, in certain populations, amongst those who are not vaccinated whatsoever.
The unvaccinated
The unvaccinated. We have seen that whilst there might be a mild infection, hospitalizations, moderate disease, severe disease and deaths are almost non-existent in those who are doubly vaccinated. So, indeed, going back to the point that Jackson has made about the need to continue wearing a mask, wash your hands, it's important to do so, but the main thing is definitely get fully vaccinated.
And another one here is coming from Betty here, also in Juba, Muniki. Betty is asking, why has it taken very long time for the second batch of this COVID-19 vaccine to arrive in the country? What is the reason? Yes, maybe.
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. One, the great demand for vaccines on a global scale. Mm-hmm. That's one. The logistics of being able to, from the production at a vaccine factory, we have run as quickly as we can to be able to source vaccine, to have it brought like it did the other day on Tuesday. It landed here, a direct flight from Copenhagen. These types of everything that goes into being able to produce sufficient vaccine, to be able to manage it and fly it to locations all around the world is indeed the challenge. Yes,
so there was a promise by Chinese government to donate over 100,000 vaccines to South Sudan. As WHO, I'm sure you might have been aware about it. What is the update about it?
That we know of, indeed, that's the quantity that we've been told of as a bilateral donation.
That was a long time ago.
That is still viable as an offer. And I think, again, I think this will come certainly not as quickly as the J&J, the Johnson & Johnson, but the Sinopharm vaccine has been offered and will come make its way here to South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let's pick one or two calls before we conclude our discussion. Hello, Redi Mire.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, your name?
My name is Aloro.
Aloro, from?
From Ye.
Okay, Aloro from Ye, go ahead.
I want to ask in Arabic.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Sir Martin?
Yes.
Question tag the quiz. How your program the quiz? Anata marvu, how will I get taban jaman ta vaccination day? Fi jibu doji, ala anamaru fi... Stage why Finas come Finas and it's you passes back and do it.
Yes.
Tanin de my silu, Ella told Ella Tanin Dal can in my silu, the woman cave, Ella can give Tan de Okaman give you fix, Ella can the second people, I see Ella Nasan de Damu cave and the Moon Damu Moon cave.
All right, thank you so much. Okay. Laura from Ye, and he just want to know, like we said earlier on, whether this AstraZeneca close to 60,000 doses that has arrived already in the country. Are you prioritizing those who first got the first jab, or you are also targeting those who have not even received the first dose yet? Maybe you can clarify more.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Aloro. Both groups, in fact, someone who has not yet been vaccinated, like that in Ye, there's vaccinations that go on in Ye, and
in
a
fact,
very
Ye
good
is
uptake
one of the
last
center.
Time. One of the places that had really good uptake the last time. Mm. In fact, we found ourselves sending more vaccine. We sent a supply of vaccine, and that was resupplied. So, in fact, those who receive their first dose should go back for their second dose, but someone who has not been vaccinated should as well attempt to be vaccinated, go and seek to be vaccinated. There we are. Kennedy and I, yesterday, today, in Juba Teaching Hospital, the other hospitals here, Juba Military and Police Hospital, here in Juba, people have come forward of both those who are seeking their first dose, but mainly those who are getting their second dose. So I would recommend, Aloro, please go right ahead and seek to be vaccinated.
Okay. From the reports and through your daily meetings and briefing you are getting from your partners, Minister of Health and others, how serious is COVID-19 in the country right now?
Not just in South Sudan, but globally. We've seen recently the nearest neighbor being Uganda.
Yeah.
Delta variant came. It had a very big and negative, unfortunate impact on the population in Uganda. And across the world, the pandemic is not finished. And we need to continue to do everything that we can. In South Sudan, transmission is going on. And as we've seen that the number of cases are going up, the trend, therefore, Sunny, is actually as an increased level of infection and transmission of the coronavirus. That's the take-home message. This continues to increase in South Sudan.
Yes, okay. Dr. Kennedy, your final word as we conclude, more special to teachers and students who are above 18 and who qualifies to get the vaccine. What message are you leaving them?
I think the message is very clear. Get vaccinated, and getting vaccinated is a national duty, is a duty to your family, is a duty to the students, your fellow teachers, and the general public. You get vaccinated with two doses, and you continue observing the general public health measures, you protect yourself, and you protect everyone against you. And that's the only way we are going to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic, not only here in South Sudan, but everywhere else in the world.
Okay, Brendan, your final word has we conclude, and the vaccine is already in the country, only for 1 month people need to go. So what are you leaving the people of South Sudan as a message in terms of fighting this COVID-19 pandemic?
Two points. One, seek to get vaccinated. We have a supply now. We will continue to have. We know we're reaching 151,000 more doses are coming. More doses after that. Please get vaccinated and continue to take and follow the public health measures. Wear a mask when you're around other people. and wash your hands and be safe.
Thank you so much. Wear a mask, wash your hand, keep social distance all the time, follow the guidelines, and you will remain safe. Go get the vaccine. And that was my two guests here in the studio, Brendan Dineen, who is the WHO COVAX coordinator, Dr. Kennedy Ongwae, UNICEF Chief of Health, and my name is Annie Martin.